Tonka by Sal DeFalco. It grew increasingly clear over time, despite small victories along the way, that I was coming out a loser. This distressed me because I had always envisaged myself as a winner. If you're resigned to being a loser, then it's easier to digest. If you have somehow fooled yourself, or others have fooled you into believing you're a winner, when the opposite is proving true, life can become a monstrous drag. And what makes it even more of a drag is that even though you're always entering the fray with the best hand, with the technical or mathematical edge, the underdogs are coming out on top, arms raised, the crowd cheering them on, almost every single time. It leads to despair. But you have to push on. You can't just hit a restart button. Even jumping from an 8th-floor balcony requires some forethought. You have to consider the pain, shattered bones, horrified passing children or seniors, and the trauma to the apartment building itself. And what if by some miracle you survive such a fall? Surely you'd be a drooling vegetable, loathsome to look at, a burden on family and society. If things were fair and the odds weren't always being bucked, life may have been different. But you can only play with the toy truck of what if for so long before your maturity or sanity comes into question. Let's go to the balcony and reach back our arm and hurl that toy truck across the street. Let's also hope that no children or seniors coincide with its trajectory.